It was Jesus Christ who delivered me from all the things in life that held me down. He picked me up when I was on the ground. He told me that I'm a child, and for me he'd walk miles only if I believe. Then I would be set free, and that is why I believe. My friends were nowhere around. He said I'm special in every way. This is what he says to me every time I pray. He tells me that I'm his child, and for me he walked miles only if I believe. Then my soul would be set free, and that is why
right, everyone, I believe. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. This is Lady Diva here on air. Phone lines are open. Call now at 657-383-0771. I believe. Oh, my goodness. Hollis Johnson, are you with me this evening?
Yes. Hello, Lady Diva. How you doing today?
All right. Oh, that is such a beautiful song. You had knocked me out of my chair, Mr. Johnson, with that voice.
Come on now.
You have knocked me out the chair. I had the giggles. You sound like Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh, no, come on
now. Did anybody tell you that?
Not Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Osborne. I'm like, oh, my
I've been told some things. But not that top of the list, though. But thank you so much. Appreciate
when
you.
When you start off singing, I'm like, that's Jeffrey Osborne. No, it ain't. That's Johnson.
They both start with a J.
Yeah. You know,
I got close to it.
Long time friend, Hollis Johnson. All right. I am so glad you were able to get out on your schedule. You're a busy man. And to participate on my platform, I didn't realize you were so talented. And I would like to get off on that song, I believe, that single. Tell our fans out here a little bit more about that track.
Well, the way I came up with the idea, of course, I was just writing music alone by my piano, and I was going through some things, and it was testing my faith in whether I would believe God, whether he would work a miracle in my situation, or whether it would be just the way it was and it just where it is, you know what I mean? So I was battling with that. And the Holy Ghost suddenly told me that, listen, I can do all things, because I was dealing with a happy situation. And basically, without going through anything real, real personal, God came through and he worked my situation out. So I would just like to tell anybody that's listening that if they are going through anything, that don't let go no matter how hard it gets, because God specializes. And he's often specializes when there's no other way out, there's nobody you can call, there's no phone call you can make, or nobody, no matter how prestigious you are, to call somebody to get you out of your situation. And he'll let the situation get bad to let him know that he's the only one that can work your thing out. So after he worked my situation out, Brenda, that's basically when I came up with the song that I believe, because he truly did make he made a believer out of me. And so that's where the song originated from.
All right. Thank you for that information, Mr. Johnson. Now tell us all how your music journey began. And how many musical instruments can you play?
Well, actually, I tell you like this. The bass guitar is my passion, and I can play it without even looking at it. But I can play drums if need to be, and can't play keyboard, but I'm well enough to go into the studio with the piano and produce my own music without anybody being there. So, God has blessed me to do some stuff, and I just like composing and construction and being over choirs and just kind of orchestrating things. So that's my gift. But bass is my passion. Bass guitar is my passion.
Well, thank you for that information. Wow, wow. We have a caller, area code 765. State your name, please. Area code 765, are you going to speak or are you just going to listen? Well, we're going to go on.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, speak, please. Okay, we're just going to let them sit there and let them think about what they are going to do.
Okay.
All
I'm
right,
good.
Now.
I'm good.
Okay, we're going to continue here. Now, is any other members of your family musically talented as you?
As a matter of fact, my mother is where, my gift originated from. Of course, I got all my skills from her. She never taught me, but it just came through the bloodline. But along with the bloodline, I have four sisters, Claudia, Lucille, Niecy, and Flossie already. They all can sing. And we had a group at one time. We went through the Black History Talent Show and of course, won first place and did some things. But we never did do anything publicly. But all my family can sing, to answer
all
your
right.
question. Yeah, we're all gifted. Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for that information. And by the way, I used to be in the talent show as well. I was a Galaxy girl. We won seventh place.
Okay.
Dancing.
So what's a Galaxy girl? Dancing?
We danced.
I had
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was when the glow light first got noticed. Everybody was wearing white to glow in the dark. We had the white outfits and the white gloves. So we won seventh place.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was fun. It was fun. It was
yeah.
fun. Okay, to continue. Hollis, you're also in the church ministry here in Evansville, Indiana. Please speak a little bit about that, please.
Well, I'm a member of New Hope Baptist Church under the leadership of Raven Turner, awesome minister, very compassionate person. And church as a whole is just a blessing. So I would like anybody to come out. And our services start from 9 p.m., the first service, to 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the second service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So, and Carl Simmons is I'm under him, and he's the minister of music of the church and does an awesome job. And just basically the church as a whole is a blessing and a good place to be, and I thank God for allowing me to be there in that atmosphere.
So do you preach as well at New Hope Baptist Church?
Well, No, I don't. I don't preach there. No.
Okay. You just help with the ministry, correct?
Yeah, I just play the bass guitar over there.
Okay. All right then. Thank you for that information. You also a band member in Soul in the Pocket, a local group here in Evansville, Indiana.
Well, actually, they're located out of Henderson. Kentucky,
okay.
under the leadership of Josh Thomas, and
all right,
God
Josh.
Allowed me to be a part of that. And the awesome group, when we played quite a few places, the Annex, the Wind Down, a lot of different places. Got a lot of talent, talented brothers there, and we do an awesome job. So sometimes, if you go on to Josh Thomas's page on Facebook, you'll be able to locate. We're everywhere we're going to be. We've got some upcoming things, but it's just private venues like birthday parties and weddings and things like that.
Okay.
But anytime you ever want to connect with us and find out what we're doing and where we're going to be, you can go on Josh Thomas' page, look under Soul in the Pocket, and that'll tell you everything that you want to know.
And that will be on Facebook, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and thank you for that information. I would like to spin mm-hmm. your other single, As For Me and My House. Is there a brief story for this track?
Yes, it is. That was around the same time that I came out with I Believe, and the belief was so strong and the conviction was so strong as what God had did for me. That I was just, at first I had a sold out, for sale sign on my back for anybody who had the money or the power to get me. But after God delivered me and showed me what he can do, and can't nobody do it like he can, I took that for sale sign off my back and put a sold, S-O-L-D sign.
Right.
Because he purchased me with his blood, and he was willing to go through what I went through, with everything that I went through in my life, to let me know that he loves me no matter what I've done or what I'm going to do, because he's got a plan for my life. So after I had did I Believe, I immediately came up, as for me and my house being sold out to God, I'm going to serve him and nobody else.
Amen. Y'all hear that, guys? Call in and give Hollis Johnson a shout out at 657-383-0771. I will spin this track, and on our way back, let's talk about your newly upcoming release book, It Was Necessary. Stay tuned, everyone. Be right back.
Listen, it's time for me to testify.
Yay.
God's been too good to me.
Yay.
I'm going to have to tell somebody because the end times is coming and somebody needs to know that they need to get their house in order and serve somebody. I mean, Voodoo ain't about it. Muhammad's not about it. Peace is not about it. Just listen to what I got to say.
Listen to me close to what I'm about to say. Jesus coming back and he's coming back one day. Coming back real soon. You don't know the hour, could be morning, night, or noon.
Nine,
hey,
he makes the rain.
Hey,
walk. He touches their fears and makes the dumb.
Do you want to serve?
Do you want to serve?
Make up your mind.
Make up your mind. You better do it quick, cause you're running. Yeah.
All right, everyone. We got a party up in here. Church party. Go, Jesus.
That's right.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, get the praise where it's supposed to be.
Oh, my goodness. I love that hit. Oh, my goodness, Hollis. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Oh, my goodness. So, let's get on and talk about your upcoming newly released book, It Was Necessary. So, tell us briefly what sparked you to go ahead and start writing your book and become an author?
Well, I tell you, it's a long story, but I'm going to shorten it as much as I can. I had been through a lot of things through my life, had a lot of questions, why I was allowed to go through the things that I went through. And I was in Louisville because I went there to pursue a career, and that didn't pan out. And I was working for the Louisville Hospital, and I had been reading my Bible every day. But one day, this particular day, of course, God would always speak to me in volumes and very powerful. And I was reading, and it's in the Gideon Bible, which is a Bible I never read often like that. I usually read the King James. But chapter 26, verse 24 of Luke, I opened to that, and it just kind of like hit me like it was very audible, animated. It was just like you and I talking right now. The scripture came out that the disciples was asking why was Jesus crucified and why he had to go through, and Jesus just happened to be walking through that day when they was downhearted, and he told them his response to their hurt and their pain because of what happened with Christ. He said that, "Oh, foolish ones, did you not know that it was necessary that the Son of Man be crucified and die, but on the third day be resurrected?" And when I read that, two things came to my mind. First, the life of Jesus and the statement that he made that he had to go through what he went through to accomplish what he came to accomplish, and that's to save you and I from our life of destruction and set a place in heaven for us. And, of course, in the Bible it says that we're no greater than he, that if he had to go through something, if Jesus had to go through something, then we're no better than him. We have to go through something. And it's all to mold us and make us into what we want to be, what we need to be for our good and for his glory. So the questions that I had about my life and why I went through the stuff that I went through, whether it was self-inflicted or whether it was God chosen, God let me know that it was necessary for me to go through what I went through to make me the man and to mold me and shape me into the man and the leader and the Christian and the survivor and all the things that he wants me to be, the king or the prince or whoever he wanted me to be. Everything I went to, it was necessary for me to go through to make me who the man I am today, not only because of me and who he wants me to be, but Brenda is somebody that's coming right behind me that's been through the pain and the torment and all the seems like unnecessary things that need some hope and encouragement, that needs somebody to say, "Listen, I made it. So if I made it, I can tell them that they can make it and point them the way because I know the direction because of what I've already been through." So to make a long story short, that's where I came up with my book. The derivation came from not only a personal testimony, but, of course, God was the leader and he was the example, and it was necessary for him to go through that to make him who he was and to give me opportunity for me and you to be what we are. So
right.
Now I am who I am because of who Jesus was and what he did for me.
Wow. Thank you for that information. So when will this book be newly released?
Well, it's released right now. You can purchase it on Amazon.com. My name is Hollis D. Johnson. And the title of the book is It Was Necessary. And, of course, you can order on Amazon.com, but I have books right now for sale personally, and I will be doing a book signing at New Hope Baptist Church on the 1st of December from the hour of 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can come there and purchase a book and also a CD of what you've been playing of my music.
Wow. Wow. You hear that, guys? Wow. That is so nice. That is so nice. I have a caller. Caller 812, please state your name. Speak. Caller? All right. Okay. Well, we will continue, Mr. Johnson. So, do you have any other new projects you would like to mention, or you can tease us in the near future you would like to mention?
I don't know if I'm at liberty to mention any names, but I don't think it would be nothing but a blessing to tell my testimony. I do have an upcoming project that I'm working on, and I think God is going to bless Carl Simmons, like I was telling you, who's the minister of music at New Hope Baptist Church. Him and I have been collaborating on maybe doing something, compilations, where he and I is doing some of his music and my music. And as a matter of fact, it's something that you would ask that because we just had a meeting at New Hope, and the New Hope Voices, the praise team, boy, they're such a talented group, has some awesome sopranos and altos and tenors, and all of them can sing and lead. Probably they can blow me away, but they have, they killing the game. I don't even know why they even try to come. They need to be making this CD, but they had agreed to bless me and help me and Carl and I in any kind of way they can with this. So it will be an up and coming project here, and hopefully within the next six months, it will be finished and released. So I'm looking at probably maybe a tentative date of maybe May of next year, 2020. Uh-huh.
So thank you for that information. And I hope the praise team and Carl Simmons and you will come back on my platform and introduce the audience and everybody about the new project and the music. You think?
Well, I can talk to them, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have no problem because they're a team of a group and Christians that don't mind serving. And as long as it's giving God glory and doing anything to praise Him to help somebody else, I'm pretty sure they will be. So I think I can speak for them and say they'll be there to tell their testimony. All right.
Well, thank you for that information, Johnson.
You're welcome.
What is your motivation and your inspiration? What motivates you to keep doing your music, and what is your inspiration that inspires you to keep going and keep doing?
Well, I tell you what, I would first of all say this: I'm not what I should be, but I'm not what I used to be.
Yeah.
And God is continually molding me and making me into what he planned for me to be. Back in 80 something, I was about 20 years old. I played for a church. Matter of fact, I was playing for New Hope at the time. Never heard about Jesus. I was just playing because, that was a passion of mine, and I had opportunity to play. But one day in the kitchen, God spoke to me, and he took me to chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. And in that particular chapter, it told me that I would be the head and not the tail, above and not the beneath, but below, and that he's going to do some powerful things with me. So at that time, I didn't know him, didn't know his voice, but he spoke to me so powerful. And during that time, Michael Jackson was out. And and he was just the bomb. And also at that time, Brenda, I was the type that would always ask people for stuff, borrow money, beg for money, because I had, I'm just going to be honest with you, because I had an addiction And of course, God done delivered me from that. But at that time, that's who I was. I was a beggar, a borrower. I would take and not give. But God said, I'm going to flip the script and I'm going to make you a giver, not a taker. A lender, not a borrower. I'm going to make
all
you
right.
the top and not the bottom. You see
all
what
right.
I'm saying? So
yeah.
I never forgot that the whole time, even though the whole time for the next 30 years, I would go through some ups and downs and I would, you know what I'm saying, just go through some stuff and say that I'm sorry and I repent and I still do the same thing. And I didn't understand. And I done got 57 years old and I'm like, well, where is the dream going to come true? When you say, I'm still asking, when are you going to make me give? But through all the things I've been through, God has allowed me to become what he said I was going to be. He brought things to fruition from the chapter 28. And through all that, he was letting me know. And I went to prison. I'm just going to tell my testimony. I went to prison because of my addiction. And through that, while I was in there, I wrote about 48 songs. And they were like fight songs. And I didn't know. I'm like, and then after I wrote them, they were just powerful. And I cried while I was writing them. But after I came to my mind, what I thought was my right mind, I said, these are all white songs. I said, how am I? Ain't nobody going to want to listen to these in the hood. And he said, no, what I'm going to do with you, Hollis, because you lost your credibility when you was in the hood because of the choices you made. And I put people in your life that could help you, but now they're not willing to. So I'm going to take you to another level, to a different people, which is the white people. That's why I'm writing these songs. I've allowed you to write this because after you write it, and then I'm going to make you the giver because of the finances I'm going to give you, you're going to be able to go back to the hood because they're going to know that you couldn't have made it on your own because you weren't about nothing.
Right.
You were saying you were something. You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, he said, that's why I gave you that so I can get glory because they know it couldn't have been you that did that because of who you was back then. But now you're a different person. So that's how everything came up, and that's just inspired me, and that's part of what this album is going to be about my testimony and all the songs, even though they're going to, I appear for them, to, I think they're white, but it's a crossover because now everything, white people and black people are getting together nationally, you know what I mean, and it's not about the rhythm of the music, but it's about the message in the music.
Yes, thank you for that information. That is so inspiring, so awesome. Wow. So I would like to ask you, Hollis Johnson, what is that ultimate desire which you wish the people that will purchase your music, your single, or to listen to your music, and not only that, to purchase your book, what is that ultimate desire which you wish the people to get out of it?
My ultimate desire is just to give them hope because what I went through will ultimately, because I know in every family, whether it's African-Americans, whether it's Caucasians, Hispanic, no matter what, everybody's going through something. And the Bible says that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, but we're all going through a suffering time. And people need to know that, you know, if somebody else has been through it, and that they can make it out of it. So my ultimate desire is to give people hope and let them know that I've been through the storm, and if I can make it through, they can make it through. And then I even have like a long-term project that I would like. I'm really, because I've been homeless before and been addicted, and I would like to raise several different buildings and erect maybe some drug houses and homeless shelters to take care of people and give them hope at the same time, and be able to have people with a testimony like mine to be able to be there on board at the facility to give other people hope, not only in the city of Evansville, but nationally and worldwide.
Yeah. So what would you name your organization, Hollis?
I tell you, Brenda, I haven't even gotten that far yet, but But I know God's gonna have His name in it, no matter what it is.
I wanna be in it too.
Yeah, you in it? Hey, I want you to be my manager. I need a manager. Because you're very talented. I'll tell you what, all the stuff that you created, and it was for a little or nothing, man, you're awesome. You're blessed. So I thank God for having you in my life and at this season of my life to help me to the next level. Just like the song said, we started from the, Brenda, from the bottom, now we're here.
Look how many years it took us to fall and cross roads and meet each other again. Because we had to separate and go through our trial, go through our transition, find our gift and open it and use it and let God use us. And
That's
one reason why I adore you and love you for all that you have went through, because it reminded me what I went through. And where I'm at today, a lot of folks look at you physically and expect so much out of you, but they don't know our story until they actually
hear it.
What I do is for the love of my people and to give them hope. I put myself out there voluntarily to give hope to my people. It doesn't matter if you're white or black or Mexican. It doesn't matter. You're all God's people, and I have love out there for God's people. God loves me for who I am and He molded me. I don't know about others. They need to go find their gift. They need to go talk to God and find it.
Yeah.
But what
I do. It's a personal journey.
Yeah, it's a personal journey, and you can't look at a person physically. That is if I was blind, I would still be able to recognize you and understand everything about you, not just physically of what I see. That people are wrong when they go by things, what they see all the time. God want us to use our heart because He looks through us through His heart. So we're going to continue with the show. We come in close to the end. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your journey. Go ahead, Hollis.
Yeah, first of all, I'd just like to thank God for my mom. Of course, she's not listening in, but she's also a very that's where I got all my gifts and talents from. I believe in the future sometimes might hear on your radio station because she writes poetry. And she sings. She does a lot of things. And so I'd like to thank her. And I'd like to thank my little brother. Boy, he's an awesome Clyde Johnson. I'd like to thank him. All my sisters, Lucille, Claudia, Nisi, Flossie. I'd like to thank my pastor, Raven Turner, for supporting me in his book ministry. Connie Jones, Hutchinson. Like
hey,
to thank her because she's been there. Yeah, very supporter and instrumental, a participant in my life. And I'd like to thank just any Christian. I so many people that's been there. Tammy Swafford, the one who did my book for a little or nothing, thank her. I'd like to thank all the musicians, Randall Crow, Carl Simmons, Yosie, the bass player, just so many people. So if I missed your name, I'm so sorry, but pretty much that's who I'd like to thank. And I'd just like to thank the public, Evansville, Indiana, for anybody who supported me, whether it's good or whether it's bad, it all works for the good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For God's glory. So I'd like to thank you, of course, Brenda, you know what I mean, supporting your time. So I want to thank the public to support her and send in donations to help her with the ministry that she's doing. And because this is going to be for the furtherance of the gospel and for the good of the public. So if you can, just please support Brenda Moss and look her up. And
thank you
she's
so
a blessing.
Much.
She's been a blessing to me, and I know she's going to be a blessing to the public, City of Evansville.
Well, thank you. Let's give an applause to all those persons that supported you, Hollis. All right?
All right. All right.
All right. I would like to also ask you, Hollis B. Johnson, do you have any words of encouragement would you like to give to those persons that are suffering in the world today? Or do you have just a message to deliver tonight?
It won't be a long message. I was under the leadership of Reverend R.B. Turia at Zion Missionary Baptist Church. One of his favorite scriptures, and it became mine when I lost hope and didn't have strength. There's several scriptures that can support what I'm saying, but Apostle Paul ended this in chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 15:33, and it says, brethren, he says, be ye steadfast and unmovable. Don't let nothing move you. Don't let nothing move you. And always abounding in the work of the Lord. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how hard it seems, no matter what, but be ye steadfast and unmovable. Because as far as you know, your labor that you're doing for God and for the furtherment of the brotherhood and for helping people, your labor is not in vain in the Lord, because it's going to accomplish something, because God is in control. And as long as you put God ahead of your life and your motive is right, all things are going to work together for the good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to his purpose. So my thing is to be encouraged and don't stop what you're doing, even though you can't see it. If God told you what he's going to do when it was in the light, it's time for you to believe it when it's in the dark. Because he's not a man that should lie, nor the son of man that should repent. But if he says he's going to do a thing, he will do it. And that's my message for the night, and hope for deliverance and hope for the people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that message. Wow. Thank you. Well, we're coming to the close of our showcase. Hollis, thank you for tonight. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome.
My
thank
pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And you're
thank
always
you so
welcome
much.
To come back on your new projects, whatever you have. And we can talk more on doing more live radio shows like Drive-By Ministry, where people can hear my shows, put it in their car when they're driving to work. You deliver a message they can listen to, or people can call in and talk about things. We can set that up. You sound so good right now, Hollis. I am so proud of you. So, everyone, this is the end of our showcase. Everyone have a good night. This is Lady Diva signing out. And stay tuned for more shows that's coming up this month of November 2019. I have other artists that are coming up. I have Cliff Payne. He will be coming to Evansville, Indiana for an event. I have Polka Jones coming up later next week. And I also have Vail Lewis. He's a jazz musician. Please stay tuned and support my platform. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And thank all for your support that have been supporting me. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Here is I Believe by Hollis D. Johnson. Good night, everyone.
It was Jesus Christ who delivered me from all the things in life that held me down. He picked me up when I was on the ground. He told me that I'm a child, and for me he'd walk miles. Only if I believe, then I would be set free. And that is why I believe.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe.
was lost, but now I am found. He was there for me when my friends were nowhere around. He said I'm special in every way. This is what he says to me every time I pray. He tells me that I'm his child. Every meet he walk mile, only if I believe, then my soul would be set free. And that is why I believe.